seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I'll direct you to Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, and the last four words in verse 35. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, and the last clause in verse 35. And they said nothing. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 22, and the last part of verse 35. And they said nothing. This word seemed to so rest upon one's spirit last evening. And one felt so many ways this is true in the experiences of God's dear people. But let me first, as helped, remind you of what this answer was that these dear disciples gave. You see, this question was put to them, and he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And this was the answer they gave, and they said nothing. Now, I seek to be led into this because when the Saviour sent them forth, he sent them forth with the divine authority of heaven to declare the unsearchable riches of Christ, whether men would hear or whether they would forbear. And he gave them that clear anointing. And without that anointing, no man should ever preach. It is vital. That anointing is the blessed infusion of the Holy Spirit, the pouring out of the Holy Spirit upon them, like it was upon Peter on the day of Pentecost. And those days and years that they had ministered, he had not failed them. In it all, they lacked nothing. And I want to really look at this in a few ways away from the context, really, as it seemed to rest upon one's heart. Because when the text came, it brought me to examine myself. And, you know, it's a good place when we're brought to examine ourselves. It's a place that the flesh doesn't like, but self-examination. We find the Apostle Paul, in writing to the church at Corinth, he told them to examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. And the soul that's really taught of God and well exercised in the vital things of God will continually be there. Lord, am I right in this? Am I right in that? Am I in that narrow way? Am I one of thy children? There's that inward examination. But as one looked in one's own heart, I thought, well, as I look within, I thought, now so often I feel to have got nothing. And you know, the Holy Spirit will teach every one of his dear children that they're nothing. And it's a good place for us to be brought. We know the flesh won't like it. So we are nothing. And why did the Lord teach the Apostle Paul that continually? He said, didn't he? though I be nothing. And he was willing to be nothing. And look in your heart and mine this afternoon. Are we willing to be nothing? And why was he willing to be nothing? And why is the poor sinner in 2018 willing to be nothing? Well, I'll tell you. It's that Christ might be the all and in all. And you see, as they come in their ministry thus far and to this place, and the Saviour is about to go to Calvary, they had lacked nothing. In themselves, they felt to be nothing. But in him was everything they needed. And you know, when we are nothing, we've got nothing of ourselves to bring. We're dependent upon the Lord, aren't we? Oh, we are. And this is where these dear disciples had had to be brought in the steps of the journey, in their ministry, in their lives. Dependent upon the dear Lord Jesus for everything. What does the apostle say? Having nothing. And he knew what it was to experience that providentially. And he knew what it was to feel it in his own soul, having nothing. It's not a place that the natural man would want to be, is it? Having nothing, yet possessing all things. Oh, in that dear Apostle Paul's heart, though he felt to be nothing and to possess nothing, and yet in the dear Redeemer there was everything his soul needed that he could draw from in a precious Christ. Oh, there was. Think of what he said when he wrote to the church at Corinth. And not only at Corinth, but especially too in Colossae. When he said to them, it pleased the Father that in him, that is a precious Jesus, should all fullness dwell. And though he had nothing, the dear apostle, feeling so, he could draw from that blessed fullness that there is in the dear Redeemer. We sing in the hymn, don't we? It's a very sacred word, really. A fullness resides in Jesus our head, and ever abides to answer our need. The Father's good pleasure has laid up in store a plentiful treasure to give to the poor. And these poor souls that feel to have got nothing can draw from that fullness. And poor soul, let me tell you this, he'd have never run dry. Oh no. I think it was Dr. Hawker that said, didn't he, there's a wonderful storehouse in heaven, a bank there that will never run dry, and the sinner can draw from it all the time they're in this earth. And they draw from it for time and for eternity. And they said nothing. But then, what does the dear hymn writer say? And do we know what it is to feel it? Nothing in my hand I bring. Do you know what it is to feel that? But he didn't leave it there, did he? Simply, to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Helpless come to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Saviour, or I die. You know, that would be the longing of this soul that feels to have got nothing. Nothing in my hand I bring. Whenever I quote that, and I may have mentioned it here before, but you know, back in 1984, I was asked to chair a church meeting at Great Yeldham when the late Mr. Tarbin applied to join the church, and you know, he'd run the course for many years because there was no male members. And I preached there the anniversary services. And from show me a token for good. And the Lord so blessed that dear man, you know. I shall never forget, he came to the bottom of the pulpit steps as I came down and tears ran down his face. And he said, you know, I've got to come now. And anyway, I was asked to take the church meeting, and after I'd read and prayed, and I asked him if he would speak a few things, what the Lord had done for him. And I shall never forget how he started. He said, "You may have wondered how I've come this evening." He said, "It's all summed up in two lines of a hymn." And they quoted those two lines I've just quoted to you. "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling." You know, I felt when he said it, if he'd not said another word, I could receive him and the church could, because there's everything in that. Nothing in the poor sinner, everything in their dear Redeemer. And that's where he was. And you know, what did Jesus teach the dear disciples? He taught them this lesson that they had to learn right the way through their lives. And if you and I are real in the things of God, we shall have to learn it every day. And it was this: without me, ye can do nothing. Is the Lord teaching you that and teaching me? You see, he teaches the sinner their helplessness, their inability to do anything themselves, that they might be wholly dependent upon him. Without me, ye can do nothing. You know, Peter, he was a master fisherman. But he had to learn that lesson even regarding his daily occupation, didn't he? You read that chapter in John's Gospel where he said, "I go a-fishing." You would have said, a master fisherman like he was, "Well, I go a-fishing." You'd think it'd be very profitable, wouldn't you? But what happened? He toiled all night and caught nothing. I go. Self was in it, you see. You know, pride and self must be brought down. We must continually be brought where we've got nothing. And then the Saviour, he says, "I'll cast the net on the right side of the ship." And you look how wonderfully, through him, the dear Redeemer, there was that 153 fishes. Without me, ye can do nothing. And it may be in a certain matter this afternoon you feel, "Well, I've got nothing." But yet, poor soul, you've got everything if you're dependent upon the Lord. Wholly dependent. You see, the hymn writer said, thy whole dependence on thee fix. And this is where the Lord was bringing these, continually, these dear disciples. So they had to lean upon him for everything. Oh yes. This word nothing, it seemed to so rest upon me last evening and then through the night season I kept thinking of it. And you know, there may be one here that says, well, I feel to be out of the secret, I don't feel to be one of the Lord's dear children, I feel to have got nothing. And you can't rest on that, can you? There are men and women and professors of religion that rest on, oh well, you know, we've got nothing, we can do nothing. The attitude of the world, isn't it? If you were to speak to them about the vital things of eternity and death at the doors, well, we can't do anything about it. We can do nothing. And in a sense, that is true, because in and of themselves, they can't. But under God's grace, he will bring his dear children as poor, needy sinners to feel they've got nothing, and to seek and cry unto the Lord for mercy and for pardon and for peace and for him to appear. And oh, in him, there's everything they need. Oh, the spouse knew it in the Song of Solomon, didn't she? She knew what it was to have nothing. And yet, in her dear Redeemer, there was everything she needed. Now, though this may seem a strange word, as we bring it this afternoon, this word nothing, may it be that the Lord will teach us each to look to him to grant us all that we need. You look back at our godly forefathers. Many of them that used to come in and out of this sanctuary, especially in its very early days. You read the history of them. They had nothing of this earth's goods. They were dependent upon the Lord for every daily food they needed. They were dependent upon him for the clothing they put on. They were dependent upon him to supply the needs of providence. They got nothing. But they lived ever so near him, the dear Redeemer. Oh, they did. And this is the trouble for the most part today. People have got so much, they don't know what it is to have nothing. But the real child of God will be brought in measure to feel this. David was brought with all the wealth and prosperity he had as king to know what it was to be nothing before the Lord and to feel to have got nothing. What did he say? You know, I love those words. They're recorded several times in the Psalms. David said, I am. There was no doubt about it. Poor and needy. He felt it in his heart. Blessed are they that are brought to see their emptiness and poverty. Because it's these souls, you see, that need a precious Jesus. You think of the blind men in the gospel. They had got nothing. They were beggars. Blind beggars. But you look how the Lord supplied all they needed. Especially when it came to their souls and two in the pathway. He gave them all they needed because he gave them sight. And you may feel today to have no faith. Well, the disciples had to learn it continually, didn't they? They'd got no faith in and of themselves. The faith they got must come from the Lord. How many times he reproved them for their lack of faith? And we need reproving continually. Well, I do. I'll leave the other with you. Our lack of faith. Where is your faith, the Saviour said. They were doubting. They were fearing. There may be one here this afternoon saying, oh, well, we're doubting, we're fearing, we've got no faith. Where is your faith? Well, the faith wasn't in themselves, was it? But it was in their dear Redeemer. You know, it's one of the offices of a God-sent servant to teach the sinner their vileness, their sin, their corruption, and to lead them to a precious Jesus. And here the Lord brought them right down, and he said, when he sent them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, they got nothing, you see. Lacked ye anything? The reason they lacked nothing was because everything they needed, it was in the dear Redeemer. But then, just finally, and I must leave it because of the Lord's Supper, and I speak this with profound reverence. You think of the Lord Jesus himself. He had nothing of this earth, but he had everything when it came to faith and grace and love, and it was to be given to poor sinners. You may come this afternoon, Lord, I've got no strength, I've got nothing. Poor soul, there's a place to look for that strength. There's a place to look for that help. When the dear woman said, Lord, help me, she got no help in herself, had she? Oh, think of that beautiful hymn, 739. No help in self I find, and yet have sought it well. The native treasure of my mind is sin and death and hell. To Christ for help I fly. The friend of sinners lost, a refuge sweet and sure and nigh, and there is all my trust. Oh, if there's one this afternoon saying, like these disciples here, Lord, but we've got nothing. Poor soul, there's a blessed place to look. The world knows nothing of that place to look to, nor do the ungodly. But the spirit-taught sinner will have to look wholly to a precious Jesus. You think of the serpent-bitten children of Israel in the wilderness. It's no use looking to themselves. They got nothing, had they, that could heal themselves. They got nothing to deliver themselves from those serpent-bitten afflictions they were in. But where had they got to look? Well, the Lord told Moses what to do. To make a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and all those that looked would be saved. The hymn writer said, dying sinner, look and live. Oh, what sweet instruction there is there, isn't it? Whatever you may feel you got nothing in today, look to him who is able to do for you far exceeding abundantly than you can ask or even think. And finally, if we are brought to feel and to truly know what it is to be nothing, It's no use us looking to ourselves to give any praise, is it? The praise and honour and glory belongs to the Lord. And the sinner that knows their nothingness will know what it is to praise his holy name when he appears, when he works, when he does for them all they stand in need of. Well, I've scratched around the surface. May the Holy Spirit sweetly apply the word. Amen.